Namaskara to you. Today the topic of our meditation is loving the inner child. Sit comfortably or lie down. Just relax your body completely. Take the breath in and breath out. Just relax each and every part of your body. Now, go back in time. See yourself as a little child of 5. Hold out your arms to this child and say, "I am your future. And I have come to love you." Embrace this child lovingly and then bring it with you to the present time. I'm hoping that you are able to do it. So hold from their arms to that particular child of 5 years and say, "I am your future and I have come to love you." Embrace this child lovingly and then bring it with you to the present moment. Beautiful. See the two of you standing at a mirror, looking at each other lovingly. And as you stand there, become aware that there are so many parts of you that are missing. Now go back in time even further to the very moment you were born. You have just come down the birth canal. It may have been a difficult trip. You feel the cold air and see the bright lights, and someone may have just smacked you. You have arrived. You are here to live a whole lifetime. Love that little tiny baby. Love that baby. Wonderful. Now move forward in time to the moment when you began to walk. You would stand up and fall down. Stand up and fall down. Stand up and fall down. Yeah? Are you able to do this? Beautiful. And then suddenly you were standing and you took a step and another step and you were walking. You were so proud of you. Love that little child. Love that child. Then move forward in time to your first day at school. You didn't want to leave your mother, but you did. You took your first steps over the threshold of your school. You were scared, but you did it. You were doing the very best you could. Love that child. Love that child. Then remember your life around the age of 10 and everything that was going on then. It may have been wonderful. It may have been difficult. You were doing the very best you could to survive. And you made it. Love that child. Just love that child. Beautiful. Now go forward to the time you were entering puberty. And remember all that was going on. It was exciting and scary. And maybe more than you could handle. But you got through it. You did the best you could. And you made it. So love that teenager. Love that teenager. Love that teenager. Wonderful. Go to the time of your first day of your college or first day of your job. How exciting it was to earn time and earn money. In fact, you wanted so badly to make a good impression and there was so much to learn, but you did the best you could and you succeeded. Love that person. Just love that person. Beautiful. Remember the first time you were rejected in love and how much your love hurt. You were sure no one would ever love you again. You were in such pain. You did the best you could and you made it. Love that person, love that person. Then go to another milestone in your life. It might have been embarrassing or painful or wonderful. Whatever it was, you were doing the best you could at that time with the understanding, knowledge and awareness that you had then. So love that person, love that person. Beautiful. Now gather all the many parts of yourself and bring them forward to the present. See yourself standing in front of the mirror with all yourselves and realize that you are looking at the richness and fullness of your life. Of course, there were difficult times and painful times and embarrassing times and times of confusion. And that's all right. That's all part of life. Love all of yourself. Accept the way you are. Accept your physical looks. Accept your any flaws. It's okay to have flaws. Nobody is perfect in this world. You are the best. You are the best. You are the best. Love all of yourself. Now turn around. And as you look ahead, see a person standing before you with arms outstretched, saying, I am your future and I have come to love you. Listen these words. I am your future and I have come to love you. Feel these words. I am your future and I have come to love you. Life is an endless opportunity to love yourself, past, present, and future. Loving and accepting every part of yourself is healing. How can you possibly be whole or healed if you are rejected any part of yourself? Hope you agree. I'll repeat. How can you possibly be whole or healed if you are rejected any part of yourself? Healing is to make yourself whole again. Love yourself, every part of yourself, and be whole. All is well, and so it is. Thank you so much and love you so much. Vindi.